Blog Talk Radio.
Attention friends, family and loved ones. Hemp Day Live is back, hosted by the celebrity consultant Valerie Denise Jones and cannabis critic Fee Loda Great. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call in. Join the conversation. 929-477-1167. Everything is Irie. Now let's welcome your host, Valerie Denise Jones.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hemp Day Live. It's Wednesday, a.k.a. Hemp Day. You are no longer allowed to call it Wednesday. It's officially Hemp Day, and we are live. Yes. Thank you so much to everybody who joined us via social media prior to the show. Thank you to everybody who is now listening live to Philo the Great, doing his thing on his Facebook page at Philo the Great, or Philip Anthony Driscoll. I am not sure which page he's using. He's got so many. Yes. Thank you to everybody who is on the board. We appreciate you guys so much, especially our day ones, our ride or dies, our loved ones, our family. Yes, smooches to you and cyber hugs. Please put this number in your phone, 929-477-1167. Again, that number is 929-477-1167. All right, I just want to jump right into the show. Today is a short day. Again, it is Hemp Day. So let's go on and get this party started.
All right, everybody.
It's National High Time. Time to get your smoking utensils out and spark up. Everybody ready?
Here we go.
Seatbelt. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is this weed?
What?
You got a prescription for this?
Yeah.
Where is that? Where is that?
It's
where?
I
take your ass, dear. You know that?
What?
What? Look at this.
That's not my cigarette, man.
This cigar weed.
Well, it looks like a cigarette.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, guys. You know, when you hear that sound bite, you know who is in the building. Welcome, Philo the Great. How are you today, 818-613?
I am having a high time, a hell of a high time right here on Hemp Day Live. What's up, Valerie? What's up, love?
Hey.
What's going on?
How did you like your intro? I made that one just for you.
I love that. I loved it. I really did. I was sitting back enjoying it. Yeah, like I was sitting back enjoying the clips, and that's what I was got lost in the clips because I was seeing what was next, and then I heard smoke weed every day. I was like, time to go to work. So
yeah,
I'm here at work.
You are here. Definitely that. I appreciate you so much. So yeah, Wednesday is now officially Hemp Day. Hemp Day. Every day should be Hemp Day, though, right?
Yes, it is for some people, like myself. I wanted to say something right quick before we move further into the show. I was not able to go live, so I apologize. I will do that in the future, you all. I waited to the last minute, and I'll be honest, to have the idea and bring it to you all, and so it takes a minute to set it up, so I didn't want to be trying to talk and engage myself in this great conversation and then trying to work out any technical difficulties when you're dealing with technology and the broadcasting system that I use. So with that being said, I'm here. I will be bringing it back to you, whether via playback or going live in the future, but just know Hemp Day Live is back. And we will be here in full effect. So tell a friend to tell a friend. And it's not for everybody. I'm going to be honest with you. This show is not for everybody. It can be if you have an open mind, if you want to learn something, if have fun, then you can. But it's mainly for those who smoke. And I'm just going to keep it real. Not cigarettes, not black and mild, but smoke cannabis. You know what I'm saying? And it's just what it's for, man. It's for the smoker show. Smoker show. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to put that out there, Valerie, before we move further further in the show because I heard that you told the people that I was live and I wanted to be so bad. But in any event, we'll be coming back at the people here soon. So I wanted to go ahead and clear that up right quick. But let me tell you something, Valerie. You did do
all
that
right
to me because I want the people to do this. Now that we got that out the way, now that you know I'm not going to lie, I do hope you all listened to what that clip said. So I hope you got your utensils, whatever you know what I'm saying, use, or however you smoke it, whether you got your flower, whether you got your vape, whether you got your edibles. But I hope you got your utensils. I hope you partaking because it's that time. It is that time. So I hope you took heed to the clip. I hope you got your utensils, whatever you're doing. I hope you're preparing to roll up and listen to what we have to say today on Hemp Day. You know what I'm saying? Because it's always a perfect day to indulge. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so we got to watch the clock because it's exactly 4:20. We're going to play a clip, an audio, audio clip. We're going to take a break and bring in a guest today. We've got Omar Tyree with us, and he's going to chill with you until the end of the show. But, you know, for those of us who do not smoke, I apologize. I'm part of Hemp Day, and I don't smoke, so I can't share the experience, but I do appreciate all the effort. But I wanted to ask you, me being a person, who is very, very inquisitive. I was watching a movie on Netflix, and for those of you who don't know, we are going to be, what's the word I'm looking for, Philip? We're going to be breaking down. We're going to be, what's the word? We're like movie critics now.
Right.
We're going to critique movies that are about said subject. We're going to critique movies like, the 4:20, Grass is Greener. We got a bunch of movies that, we have watched. We watched on Netflix, so we're going to critique them here. We're going to break them down, give you, the backstory, share with you just in case, your schedule is so full and you hadn't had a chance to watch it. There are going to be a lot of spoilers, guys, so I apologize for that. But, yes, that's what we're going to be doing. But anyway, I was watching a movie, and in one of those movies it said that cannabis, marijuana, weed, Mary Jane, is a gateway drug. So, Philip Anthony Driscoll, a.k.a. Philo the Great, can you explain to the people, is that a myth? Is it true? Break it down for us, especially those of us who do not know, the whole backstory. We don't know what to say.
Well, to answer that question, is marijuana, cannabis, pot, weed, bud, loud, strong, whatever you may call it, reefer, that's what the old people used to call it, some of that reefer. But is it a gateway drug? I do feel like it is a myth. I do feel like that is a myth, and I'm speaking from my personal experience when I say it is a myth. Reason being is because I've been smoking, participating for a while, long time. And I have not indulged in any of the higher, the stronger drugs, the opioids, so to say, because the myth is that it's the gateway drug to higher, stronger drugs such as cocaine, heroin, meth, PCP. So it's like they feel like, most people feel like, if you start with smoking cannabis, if you start smoking weed, then eventually the weed will wear off. You will not enjoy that high anymore. It will become a weaker high, and you will go search for something more stronger, such as the opioids. So I do believe it's a myth. Nowadays, and this might come as a surprise to some people, but nowadays marijuana is used for people who are in rehab to get off opioids. They use marijuana. So to me, if it was such a gateway drug, then why are they using it to help people who are on stronger drugs get off of it to maintain, to help them get off that drug? And I guess it's to not have them do it cold turkey, because you can't pretty much those type of drugs, based on the research, based on movies I've seen, you can't just do that. Stop that cold turkey. You have to have something else. So I know with cocaine, they have a substitute called methadone. And, you know, the methadone is just as addictive as the cocaine itself, sometimes even worse. So with weed, man, with cannabis, you don't OD off cannabis. I really don't feel like it's a gateway drug. I think those people who use cannabis and then go on to try stronger drugs or get addicted to those strong drugs, that's just a choice, because I think it comes down to an individual basis, so to say. And I'm, like I said, I'm speaking from experience. I have not tried or been addicted to no cocaine, no crack, no meth, no heroin, nothing. Cannabis, Mary Jane, is my prescription. And so I take my medicine on a daily basis, as I should. That's what I'm supposed to do. And it's prescribed. So right then, prescribed, I'm going to, you know, do what I'm supposed to do. But I really feel like it's not a gateway drug, Valerie. I don't. And for you to not participate in any type of drug, whether it's alcohol or any other type of drug, then I want to be the first to let you know that I appreciate you doing this show, because you can't speak from experience, because you're not a user. So, and that's good. It's good, and it makes this show more interesting to me, because you have someone who's not a user and you have someone who is a user. So I just want to thank you for having an open mind to even sit here and talk about this and not be like, no, I don't want to talk about the devil drug. That's a devil drug. That's what every, you know, that's been a myth. It comes from the devil. And see, you learn these things watching those films, those Netflix films that we watch. So I encourage everyone, man, if you are a doubter, skeptical, do some homework. Do some homework. It's plenty of homework out there that real facilities, certified facilities, licensed doctors have done extensive research. More research has been done on cannabis than any other drug, than Tylenol. Like, for real. So I want y'all to just, you know, do your research. But Valerie, again, it is a myth. Cannabis is not a gateway drug. I feel like the people who go on to experience higher drugs or to become addicts from other drugs, and, you know, I think that's a choice. I think them trying those other drugs was a choice, and I don't think it stemmed from the cannabis. Just because you smoke cannabis doesn't mean you're going to, you know, be a cokehead, go to coke, be a heroin addict, start doing meth, none of that. So, yes, I do believe it's a myth.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. You kind of made me feel like a born-again virgin or something. Feels really good. I feel tight. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Were you before?
Oh, goodness, let me stop and let somebody, mama, listen. I said, I'll be quiet. I won't release the beast. Yeah. But yeah, that was very interesting. rendition of the answer that you provided. So I appreciate that. Yeah, there's so many myths. So, yeah, we're about 5 minutes out before we bring on Omar. And I just wanted to ask you, you know, like, what should the people expect, like, in the next coming weeks, virgins and non? What should they expect from this show?
Well, I want people to just know that you can function. I want people to know that you can learn something. You can enjoy it. You can enjoy the show, number one. I want you to know that you will learn something. If you don't participate, it's okay. If you don't partake, it's okay. It's quite all right. Listen, learn. It might strike an interest in you to go research something. You'll see that it's not bad. It's a reason why doctors now are prescribing it. It's a reason why you have CBD being prescribed to children who have seizures and things like that. So learn about it. Learn about cannabis, the cannabinoids, all the different types of elements it is in this one plant that is used. Learn about hemp. Hemp doesn't have any THC. Hemp is used to make food, food, clothing. It's a lot of things that the hemp plant is used to make. So research this. This is what you can expect from the show. You can expect to learn things like this. We'll just be having open discussion. I'm not trying to put nothing on you. I'm not trying to really persuade you either way. I'm doing what I love, what I partake in, and just bringing it to the people, to the other people who are interested and, you know, want to tune in and hear and just kick it with some dope people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dope. No pun intended. Yeah. All right, yeah. So I wanted to play a clip to explain. I wanted to piggyback on what you said, but the clip is actually 3 minutes long, and that would actually run us right into 420. Time really flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? It really, really does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Indeed, it does.
Gosh. So, yeah, I don't even think I could even play, like, a minute of it to explain. But, yeah, so we are going to be talking about movies. We're going to bring you a few updates regarding laws. You read something that was very, very interesting. You read something to me earlier today. Can you recall or no? I guess I should have had it up, but you were talking about something that happened in hip news, and I can't remember what you said.
What is this in regards to? The
It was something you read regarding a hemp law or something like that. I can't remember. There's been so many updates. And normally when I get stuff, I always send it to you because it's just like, you know, I was even looking. Let me see if there's any news updates. $1 trillion Caribbean money. Okay, no. See, that's a YouTube video.
I know what you're talking about. I was reading to you earlier about the DEA. They busted a 200 shipment. A large quantity of marijuana going from California to New York. And it was a large quantity. And I was reading that to you earlier. And because, you know, we had this show. And I will bring that story up. But I believe, does that sound familiar? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, it does sound familiar. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
And I want you to hang tight. Don't go into it. It's almost 4:20 now. So what we will have to do is synchronize our clocks. What I'll probably do, being that we're the only people right now, what I'm going to do is edit it. We're going to have another conversation, kind of like what we did yesterday, where we you know, went in the back office and had the conversation. So we could have, like, it'll be real clean. But at 4:20, I'm hoping Omar comes in because I want to time it. So if we're always looking at the clock, right at 4:20, you'll hear this.
All right, everybody, it's 4:20. You know what that means. It's National High Time.
Not only do I think marijuana should be legalized, I think it should be mandatory.
I like that guy.
Right. Right? Exactly. Exactly. And then right on time, we've got our guests. We've got Mr. Omar Tyree. Welcome, welcome, Omar Tyree, to the show. How are you doing today?
Hey, busy as ever, man. Right on time. Plugging right in. With
right
you
on time.
Perfect timing. Yep. Perfect timing. 4:20.
Yes, you had perfect timing, so I must give you an applause. You deserve that. So what I want to do at this time, Mr. Tyree and Kilo, I want to just kind of fade to black and give you guys a chance to talk about Hemp Day, Hemp Day Live, Hemp Day subjects, cannabis, what have you. But have fun.
Yeah. Well, you know I had that whole show that I'm going to come out with. I ain't going to say the name. I don't want nobody trying to steal the name of it. But there's so many strands of cannabis that I didn't know about previously, and now I'm reading about it all on WikiLeaks, and I actually contacted WikiLeaks to be a sponsor, you know, for this podcast interview program that I want to put together, you know, to make, you know, the whole cannabis thing normalized again, you know, because it's actually safer than cigarette smoke, safer than alcohol, a whole lot of stuff, man. It's crazy, you know, so It's coming down the pipe, man. It's going to be legal in every state. We got about 2 years left, man. It's going to be everywhere, so you got to start getting ready, getting the people ready, and then getting people to think about it responsibly, too. You know, because I still think it should be an age limit. Because sometimes you get these kids that don't know what the heck they're doing and don't have no responsibility, and you know what I mean? Start acting all ignorant with a lot of things they get. So, you know, you still have to have an age limit on it. But it's coming down the pipe, you know. So, yeah, it's a great subject to talk about.
So, let me ask you this, Omar. How soon do you see recreational use being legal throughout the nation?
How soon do I see it?
Right.
I think they said 18 in some places. You know what I mean? Anybody under 18, I would raise it up to 21 like the alcohol thing. You know, but of course, you're always going to have people breaking the law. You know what I mean? They always going to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
To buy it legally, I would raise it up to 21. But I think it's 18 in some states is what I've seen. But, yeah, these guys are a lot more experimentational than what we were in our generation because, again, with social media, they can see each other and they can talk about it so much. You know what I mean? I don't think that we had that outlet of social media like these kids have where they can push everything that they're doing as strongly as they do. You know, so I think that's the difference is social media has allowed these kids to push everything to each other more than any generation. You know what I mean? Because I didn't know kids when I was coming up. I didn't know no kids in Chicago and New York and New Jersey and D.C. You had to go to those places to know these kids. Now you jump on Instagram and Twitter and SoundCloud and all that. You know kids all over the country because they're following you. You know what I mean? So it's just different. And that plays a big hand in everything that you do, legal or illegal. And now right now it's like this pro-drug culture going on with the kids. So they push it a lot. You know, I don't think we pushed it like that. Yeah.
And I think, I really feel like, and what I was asking, too, is how soon do you think you will see it being legal, recreational use, throughout the whole nation? Like throughout the whole nation where every state is every state has recreational use. How soon do you think that'll be here?
I'm thinking 2 years, man. You know what I mean? Because you hit next year, and we're going to have more people jumping on board. And then a year after that, what's that, 2021? I would be very surprised if by 2021, you know, it'd be about 75% of the states. I would say 75. So when you say all of them, all right, give it 3 years. Because some of these guys might try to hold out a little longer. So 3 years, and it's all the way live. I think in 2 years, it's going to be about 75% because what happens,
the surrounding states are going to be influenced to get with the program. You know, so right now it's legal in Florida. You got Alabama and Georgia right next to Florida. After a while, they're like, hey, man, we losing money. You know, in New York, it's legal with the, medical. So you're going to have New Jersey and Connecticut like, hey, man, we losing money. You know, so that's how it's going to work. The states that are right next to the other states are going to influence, you know what I mean, those states to get legal. Because, of course, you know, if you're surrounding all these states, they're going to keep leaving to get legal weed in the next state, and you're losing all that money. And so at the end of the day, you're going to get them representatives and say, look, man, we can't stop this stuff, and we're losing money to our next-door neighbors, so let's go ahead and get with the program.
And I agree with you, but I give it 5 years. My threshold for it to be legal throughout the nation is 5 years, and I feel like it'll be like 65-75% in the next 3 years. And the reason why I strongly feel that way is because now you have the tobacco industry getting into the cannabis market. So when the tobacco industry has now entered the cannabis market, which they already have the capital to do so, they have the capital, they have the land to grow because they was growing tobacco. So now the tobacco would just turn over to cannabis, hemp, whatever they choose to produce. And then also they have the political ties already. So now we're going to see it to where the tobacco companies are going to corner the market here. I would say within the next 3 to 5 years that you will see probably vending machines where you can get, instead of a pack of 20 cigarettes, it'll be a pack of 20 joints or 20 roll-ups already. And I really believe that that's coming here in the near future.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you trust a tobacco company versus a marijuana place?
A tobacco
like
company.
If you buying it,
no.
If you buying your stuff, are you? Yeah, because I'm not. As soon as you said
no.
that, I'm like, I'm not trusting them tobacco dudes.
right.
Dudes that been focused on weed, because we already know
right.
that tobacco stuff. They gonna bend the rules, all kind of stuff, and I don't think they have the experience that the guys who are cultivating marijuana have. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't trust
them
at all.
But they gonna pay. I would think this. The tobacco industry has enough money to pay the top growers, the top scientists, the top whoever, and they're going to corner the market. Now, whether you buy from them or not, that's going to be one thing, but they're going to find a way to compete with these dispensaries that's already out, because the tobacco, they supply everywhere. You can go any
right.
city, state, and get a pack of cigarettes. So once they come in, trust and believe. It'd probably be some dispensaries either ran out of business or bought out by the tobacco companies, and the tobacco companies will end up owning these dispensaries, now probably keeping the name, but they own them silently, just like major labels do other labels. You know what I mean? You have
right.
a nice
and,
label.
And that's how they're going to have to do it. They're going to have to distance themselves from it, because I'm not messing with no tobacco, folks. I've never bought cigarettes. And I'm not going to start buying them now, and I wouldn't trust them dudes, you know what I mean, even with their crops and whatnot, because I'm thinking they might be too close to tobacco, so they would have to do it where they buy out and become silent partners, you know what I mean? I think a lot of people feel the same way, because a lot of the marijuana people, a lot of them don't really smoke cigarettes, they don't smoke cigars and what have you, you know, so they're looking at it immediately like, okay, you guys are next to us, but you don't do what we do. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I look at that need. As soon as you brought that up, I'm like, I don't trust them tobacco dudes. You know, so they would have to do it. If they want to be successful, we got to distance ourselves from it, because we're going to have those people who are true weed people who don't really want to trust us like that. And I would go to the guys who've been doing weed immediately versus the tobacco people.
Right. And it's two different angles. Yeah, but see, you got two different angles too, Omar. Like, you got the angle to where they can jump in the game, and let's say they don't even bother the dispensaries. Let's say they don't even compete with the dispensaries. Let's say that the tobacco companies get into it and take what they're producing
and sell it direct and jump in the medical market and sell it directly to the doctors, the agencies. You got that field of it, and then you got the recreational field of it, to where you got certain growers who then take their crop and take what they produce and sell it to the dispensaries. So it's two different, you got two different lanes. And not forget, let's not forget, just because it's legal, you got dispensaries, you got these places that you can go get it recreationally, you still have a black market too. So now you have three different lanes. You have three different lanes. You got the medicinal lane, you got the recreational lane, and then you got the black market.
Right. Well, I'm not saying that you're not right. I'm just saying that I'm not going to trust the tobacco guys like that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to continue to deal with straight dispensaries, and I'm already making alliances with those straight dispensaries. Now, tobacco people come in. How about that now? Tobacco people say, hey, Lomar, the dispensaries are not willing to market and advertise with you, but we will. And then I have to see how my tone would change. You know what I mean? Well, right now, I'm not trusting them dudes because I ain't never been a cigarette person like that. You know what I mean? And the whole tobacco thing. Now, with cigars, is cigars and cigarette the same thing? Or are we talking about two different industries as well then, with cigars and cigarettes?
Right. Well, you know, cigars is nothing but a cigarette. It still got tobacco in it. You know what I mean?
Okay. But is it the same company?
Right. You got these same companies, and see, you got certain companies who own certain brands of cigarettes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So every company don't own the same brand. So, but you have these companies partnering with these head dispensaries. You know, they coming in, they doing their thing. They got the capital to throw around. They partnering with a lot of these companies. So these companies can expand. See, one thing about these companies that's up and running, they want to expand too. And so if they get someone like the tobacco industry come in, put their money in, get a stake, and like you say, now they become that silent partner you're talking about, because now they in bed or in partnership with the dispensary or with the entity who's strictly known for the production or the distribution of cannabis.
Of cannabis, yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. But you're saying that it's going to take longer for that to happen? Because I'm thinking it's shorter. You said 5 years.
No,
I got two
right,
or three.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And I say longer because one thing about the tobacco industry, when they hit it, see, right now, they just, to me, they playing Monopoly, buying up stuff, partnering with people. So when they flip the switch and come out the gate, I got a feeling when they come out the gate, bro, they not coming out the gate just to come out the gate. They come in the corner of the market because they got the money to do so. These tobacco companies, they got the money to do so. Not only do they got the money, they got the land. Not only do they got the land, they already got the political ties. So these people who you're going to see where these people who've been fighting against, no, don't do it, don't legalize, don't, all these people, these tobacco people going to get in their head, put some money in their pocket, and before you know it, the red carpet going to get rolled out. And different people, I'm going to say this, when the tobacco industry get involved, that's going to force the Fed to change the law and probably remove marijuana from being a class one drug to being up there with heroin and cocaine, which it has no place to be. No place to be. It's really funny to me how marijuana could be a class one drug up there ranked with heroin and cocaine, but you pass it out, you prescribe it to patients and doctors, you allow states to have it legal for recreational use, but it's still outlawed federally. I really don't understand that, man. That is so ass backwards when it comes to this cannabis business, man, that you can have a profitable business in the state. And anytime the Fed, Obama's supposed to put some type of stand down agreement in place, but he's no longer here. So at any time, they probably can feel like they can come in and veto whatever it is that's been going on, bro. And that's the scary part about it, about this industry, that you can be so profitable and still have to look over your shoulder federally. And that something needs to change about that. That's one thing. Well, the cannabis industry, we need to fight to change that. It's to get marijuana off that class one list.
All right, now, how are black people going to be, representing this thing? Because, you know, when I talk to my people in D.C., they don't have the money to really get involved with dispensaries. So now you're talking about, when you talk about that money thing you brought up with the tobacco folks, black people really don't have, unless you're talking about rich black people, and then they have to want to be in the, involved in the game. So I'm wondering how it's going to, connect to us again, because we surely are customers. Are we just going to be customers again?
Right.
What you think about that?
Well, this is what I say, Omar. I say our people, with shows like this, where we having a discussion, if they tune in, they can hear some of this knowledge. Now, if you know the dispensaries and marijuana is a booming business, and you got dispensaries getting ready to move into your neighborhoods, getting ready to move in, once your city, once your state legalizes recreational marijuana, okay, if you know that is coming, now, you're right. A lot of us don't have the money to go open up a dispensary because it takes about anywhere from $250,000 or greater just to operate a dispensary because of the laws, because of the pesticide. It has to be done. Why? Because you're selling it to the mass public. So the people step in and it's mandatory testing. So that's $250,000. No, you might not have that to own a dispensary, but educate yourself so you can be one of the people who inspect the weed. You don't have to use it. You can be an inspector. You can be a white coat. A white coat. A white coat. Now, listen to me. You don't have to own a dispensary. You can be a white coat just learning, knowing how it's supposed to look, making sure it's no mold, mildew on the cannabis itself, making sure it's passed the test, no pesticides. It's things you can do. You can get a job at the dispensary. You can be a trimmer. You can work there. You can trim. It's other jobs. What it's going to do is going to open up the door to me that it's a job because they're going to be everywhere. Once the state says, okay, we have recreational marijuana in this state, then there go a bunch of jobs. Why? Because they're going to have to mass produce to these dispensaries to keep people coming to the dispensaries and purchasing the recreational cannabis at their leisure.
Yeah. Well, that's a good conversation, because you're going to have those other folks that say, well, I think it's wrong. Our people already got addictions and this, that, and other things, and I don't want to get involved in that stuff. We just selling more poison to our people and helping them folks to do it. I'm not going to get involved. What about
that
conversation?
Well, those are the people. Yeah, but those are the people I tell to educate yourself. Because, Omar, when you first came on, you brought up a good point. You said, I've been doing my research. I've been educating. I see how more safer marijuana is opposed to stuff like alcohol. So when you have those type people, then myself, yourself, other people who are educated about cannabis can really have an educated, intellectual conversation and knock down some of their myths that they hold on to because of the church,
right,
it's the devil's drug, because of whatever reason they might feel that is bad.
Right,
it's the gateway drug. You know what I mean? It's educate
right
yourself.
On.
Educate yourself. God gave each individual cannabinoid
mm-hmm.
receptors in your spinal cord. If you got cannabinoid receptors in your spinal cord and you couldn't put them in there and you were born with cannabinoid receptors, then partaking in cannabis or the taking in of cannabis is not going to harm you. Your body is set up to receive cannabinoids that come from the plant of cannabis. Your body is set up to receive that. So people need to do their homework, and once they do their homework, Omar, I think they will have a better perspective of the plant itself and what it can, how many cures come with this one plant.
Wow. Yeah, when you talk about that cannabinoid connected to your body, man, you had me thinking about that movie Avatar, when the avatar could connect to the animals in the trees. And they plug into the animals in the trees.
I'm thinking, man, that stuff already in your body, boy. You plug right on in. Because the thing that's amazing for the people that's listening, nobody has ever died from an overdose of weed. You know, it's never happened.
Nobody. Nobody.
As much as you want to, and ain't nobody says, well, he died from weed. You know what I mean? So it's like, no matter what you argue, it's like, I don't like smoke. I don't like that. I don't like, but it ain't killing people like alcohol and cocaine and heroin and all them other things is killing people. You know, so it's crazy
right.
in that way. And I ain't gonna lie, man. When I found out about all the different strands, it just made, cause I'm an interest. It just made me more interested. So what's going to happen now? And I've been telling people, when it becomes legal, if your stuff don't do what it says it's supposed to do, and when you do research on it, and that stuff is not up to par, you're going to lose business because now everybody
right.
can go to dispensaries and get the top-grade stuff and do it exactly what that stuff says. Now, they had some scientists.
Right.
I read this article yesterday. Scientists talking about, it's just a whole bunch of funny names for marketing purposes. All the weed really does the same thing. And as soon as I read that, I'm like, these brothers out there daggone mine. Because you got some of that stuff out there, which you know if you smoking weed, some of that stuff I ain't going nowhere near because I don't want to be that high, you know. And they got some other
mm-hmm.
stuff that can make you happy, joyous. And that stuff really, and they've been spending a lot of years, a lot of time making sure they can genetically engineer what they want that weed to do. So ain't no way in the world I'm going to let some scientists tell me it's all the same. That's like going to a wing zone place and you think you're going to order mild sauce or flaming hot sauce, and it's going to be the same. It ain't the same, brother.
Right,
and so
right.
That's the thing that's interesting to me, because if you're not on your game, you're going to lose a whole lot of money when it becomes legal, because
right.
then everybody's going to understand how cool it is with all these different strands that do different things to your mind and body and put you to sleep and get you more energized and calm you down, whole lot of stuff, and won't kill you. In the meantime,
right.
It ain't expensive, and so the doctors
right.
ain't gonna. So, in fact, now that I'm talking about scientists, it makes sense that they would be against that because the scientists are going to line up with the doctors.
Right.
You know.
Well, see, it takes money. It
down.
Takes money. Right. It takes money at the pharmaceutical industry when they get money off people being on Lorataz, people being on Oxycontin and all these heavy ass drugs.
Yeah.
Well, now they realize
yeah.
all they got to do is smoke some weed and be good. You know what I'm
Ritalin
saying?
And, so Ritalin and Xanax and all kind of stuff.
Right, all that shit.
All kind of stuff.
All that shit.
Yeah.
They even giving the kids the CBD, which does not get them high because there's no THC present in the CBD. When you have
right.
THC present, you have less CBD. When you have more CBD present, you have less THC. So it goes back to what you just said. The children with these seizures are needing Ritalin, so to say. Now they're giving them CBD oil, which is controls them. Now, it goes back to what I
right.
was saying, too. Those cannabinoid receptors, those children.
Right.
Listen, you got kids, babies with these cannabinoid receptors in them so their body is able to receive their CBD. And that CBD goes and does what it's supposed to do and controls those seizures. I seen it to where one lady, I was watching a Netflix movie, and one lady moved from, and it's called Rolling Papers. One lady moved from some state, from I think from Virginia to, she moved from Virginia to Colorado. And
gotcha.
for her son to be able to get this specific strain of CBD, and they told
mm-hmm.
her that her son, there's nothing else they can do, all this, they were just trying to kill her son off. She moved, started giving him that CBD, and that young man is now doing good. He's 4 or 5 years old. Yes, he still
yeah.
takes the CBD, but now she learned, she grew with it. She know what like
right.
you said, it's different types. She has
right.
a different strands of CBD. For I give him this in the morning. I give him this to make him eat. I give him this at night. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like you
yeah.
said, it does do different things. And people need
yeah.
to research on it. You got indicas, which bring you down, which is more of your downer. Indicas are going to make you tired. It's a heavy high, eyes heavy. You're going to feel lazier, sluggish. But then you got sativas, which Omar mentioned, gets you happy. Upbeat,
You know what I'm saying? Make you want to do things.
Yeah.
Energize you. So learn your body. Learn who you are.
And then they got the hybrids that mixes the two for a combined
correct.
Effect. Where you start off.
Correct.
And then you relax and unwind. You know, and then they hit you at certain periods. Some of them take a long time to hit you. And then some of them edibles, you got to watch out for them. Because I did the research on them, brother. If people start eating and they expect to get high immediately, but the edibles, you got to understand, they got to go through your body first. So sometimes people mm-hmm. overeat, and they sitting there talking about, I ain't high yet. And I'm like, hey, don't eat more of that popcorn, brother. It's going to hit you, you know.
Right.
They got all kind. They got the vapors. They got all kind of stuff. They don't have to smoke. They got the vapors. Yeah, so it's a whole lot of stuff they're doing, the edibles, the munch, the whole. And now, I'm not saying everybody has to be weeded. I'm not saying that. I don't smoke every day. I'm not crazy about it. But I'm looking at it like, look, dude, I'm a grown man. And I do it to relax and unwind. I've never been creative with it. I'm already creative. So I don't use it in that capacity. I think some people, you know, they start going overboard talking about it creates. It doesn't make you create anything. It just stops your inhibitions from allowing your creativity to come out because you got some shy people. You got some bashful people that need something extra to let it come out. But it's already in you. And so it's a lot of things mm-hmm. that I want to demolish that is wrong about, you know, weed and other things. And that's what we're going to do on the show that I have, where we're sitting down and making it normalized for normal people who are responsible with it. You know, so I still look at it, you know, in certain instances with kids where, you know, they go overboard, man. You know what I mean? It's just the irresponsibility of kids. And so I always got to look at that strategically and say, okay, I'm not going to be pro-kids and pro-teenagers who are being irresponsible with it, because that's just like driving a car or having a gun when you got people that don't understand how they can use it and how it benefits them in a way where it doesn't hurt others. And so that's very important.
Right, right. So, look, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to spend with us, man. Omar Tyree,
thanks,
New York Times author, coming through to talk cannabis with me. And, bro, I'm going to be here. Me and Valerie will be here every Wednesday, which is now Hemp Day, every Hemp Day at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time. So y'all join us. Omar, man, before you go, man, please, final thoughts, anything, shouts out, anything you want to say, and please give the people your contact information.
Right, right, right. Well, I just want to let everybody know that I'm jumping into the film audio-visual game. I wrote my Fly Girl screenplay that you can grab now on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, on your iBook. That's epic Fly Girl screenplay with two wives, Omar Tyree, and that's why I'm going to create, you know, the visual context for everything, where you can see regular people smoking weed and regular habitats in their homes, relaxing and having regular, normal conversations. And I'll say on every show, know your limit. Do not get yourself all tore up. I don't even like using that word effed up. I just want to be buzzed and cool and mellow and having great conversations where you're relaxing. And so that's what I want to bring to the people, where it ain't about being all messed up and falling all over the place and making an idiot of yourself, but just sitting back and going, as like Arsenio Hall used to say, things that make you say, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's a different thing, and that's what I want to bring to it, maturity. But it's coming. So that whole idea of, oh, I don't think it should happen, it's coming, and it's from the earth. So it ain't something that we created. Now they're engineering it to do different things, but it's still from the earth, and it's what has already been here for millions of years. And so, yeah, that's just me, man. I'm always going to be creative and always going to be mature about what I'm doing because I'm a grown man. And so you just heard it from a grown man. Omar Tyree, you can catch me on all my Facebook, Instagram, social media, Twitter. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm going to have a lot of stuff on YouTube coming as well. So just look out for me, and you guys can always have me back on the show, because once I start my show, you guys will be a good ally to me, and I'll be a good ally to you.
Man, no doubt, no doubt, no yep. doubt. And, man, y'all go get that, check out that Fly Girl screenplay on Amazon. Also, man, when you go ahead and ready to let the cat out the bag, come back on the show, let the cat out the bag.
You
said you didn't want to get nobody the name of the other.
No, you know, people grab them names, and
so
use it first. Once I lock it all in, then I can use it. So right now I'm not ready yet. So we're going to bring it back, and you guys are going to know all about it, definitely.
Right, right. So, yeah, once you do that, man, go ahead and come back on, man, with rapid tag, you know, because I'm going to be right here, you know, doing what we do when we do it, right here on Hemp Day Live. So at this time, people, I am Philo the Great, P-H like phone, E-L-O-T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T. Follow me on all social media sites. It is the same on all social media sites. So go ahead and follow me. And you know what I say, get with it or quit it. Barbecue or meal, do some will, some won't, some do, some don't. You got a problem with it, you got two choices. Either check it or respect it. I'm gone. Valerie.
Hey, 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 guys. All right, all right. That was a great interview. Awesome, awesome. I want to ask Omar, what is your favorite flavor?
I haven't even tried it yet, man. They got so many flavors. I want to try this stuff called Berry White, and it's from the White family. So they got these things called White Widow, and they got White Buns, and that's supposed to be a real uplifting cerebral high. You know, so of course I'm an intellectual dude, so stuff that lifts you up and makes you think on another level, I'm really interested in checking that out. They also got some stuff called Durban Poison, which supposed to, and I hate that poison word because it scares you, but it's another uplifting mm-hmm. thing. So I typically like the ones that are uplifting. Typically those are sativas, but a lot of times they have indicas mixed with a hybrid and sativa that do different things to you. I've been doing a lot of research on it, Valerie, so that's why I'm excited about it because I'm a reader. I love researching. So now every time I hear a name, I look it up on Leafy or WikiLeaf. I like WikiLeaf more because WikiLeaf typically gives you 8 paragraphs of stuff. So they're really breaking it down. You go to Leafy, they got 1 paragraph. Well, I'm a reader. 1 paragraph ain't cutting it for me. It ain't enough information. And so I've already contacted WikiLeaf and said, look, when I have my show, we always going to reference you because you get the people more information about where it is, what it does, where it was made, and the whole nine. And I like people being more educated than less educated. And so I'm going after, you know, programs that are going to be beneficial in an intellectual way. And I'm always going to look for strands that do different things in a positive note. Now, they got some strands that will knock you out with the THC level, which you guys can look up. THC, go look it up, and you'll find out what it is. But that's the basic level of how high you can get. And I'm not interested in being, like I said earlier, I'm not interested in going to Pluto and Mars and Jupiter and all that kind of stuff. I want to stay on planet Earth. And so with certain strands that I'm not going to go nowhere near, I ain't trying to, you know, show off to nobody. I ain't trying to do no truth and dare. I'm already high with the stuff I'm already choosing. And I'm going to tell everybody, know your limits. Just because you have it legal don't mean you have to do crazy stuff that you can't handle. Because I don't eat all them extra hot flaming sauces on my chicken wings either. I want to taste the chicken. I don't want my mouth burning all up. You know, so I want to tell people, and that's what happens with maturity, Valerie. When you got mature people, I'm strong enough to tell you that. You don't have to try that strongest of weed just because it's legal. Take the stuff that you can handle and that you feel comfortable with.
Yeah, I wanted to read you guys something because you brought up some names. But while you guys were talking, I Googled a few things, and they were just talking about certain strands that you have to try before you die. Like, that is actually the title of it.
Yeah.
There are 100 cannabis strands that you must try before you die, per this article. And this is on leafly.com, leafly.com. But look at, listen to some of these names. So this is really cool. It sounds more like books. But the 9-pound hammer. Berry White, one you, I think you mentioned that. Blueberry, Bubba Kush, Granddaddy Purple. Let's see what else. Lavender, Northern
mm-hmm.
Lights, Obama Kush, Presidential
mm-hmm.
OG, Plush Berry,
mm-hmm.
Banana OG, Canna Tonic, Chim Dog, Chernobyl, Cherry Pie, Cinderella, Dance Hall, Double Dream, Dutch Treat, Fruity Pebbles, Golden Goat, Headband, Jelly Bean, Juicy Fruit, Lemonder, White Widow, White Fire, UK Cheese, Train Wreck, Tangerine Dream, Panama Red, Laughing Buddha, Lamb's Bread, Island Sweet Skunk, Harlequin, Green Crack, that's funny, Grapefruit,
yes.
Durban Poison, Ghost Train Haze, I guess it's chocolope. I don't know, like cantaloupe, but chocolope, I guess.
Chocolope.
Oh, chocolope. There we go.
Extra smooth. Extra smooth. Chocolope. That's how you pronounce it. Extra smooth. It's like you're smoking nothing. And it's cerebral, too. So it's a nice floating high. It's not a heavy high, which Philo already talked about. Indicas can knock you out. You know what I mean? Like, I had some stuff called blue cookies. All it did was put me to sleep. So I was like, I ain't smoking this. I don't want to keep going to sleep. You know what I mean? So some of that stuff, if you got insomnia and you can't sleep, I'm telling you, dude, the granddaddy purple is known for knocking you right out. And so, yeah, that's what we're talking about. These people have been experimenting and engineering this stuff for years, and they know what they're doing, especially when you got to share it with people. You can't hide it if you're sharing it with hundreds of people because they're going to tell you it didn't do what you said it was going to do. So you got to be on point with this stuff, man, definitely. But, yeah, that, now you're reading all the names. And how about this, Valerie? That's just 100. They got hundreds and hundreds of, and that's what got me. Like, this is crazy, all these names. And they all do different things. But, again, the scientists will tell you, oh, it's just a whole bunch of fancy names. No, it's not. It's like you going outside and looking at plants, and every plant is different, smells different, got a different size, and you're going to tell me it's going to all smoke and do the same thing. That's crazy. It's crazy. All those plants have different looks, and then they start mixing them with other plants, and it ends up with a different hybrid plant. And so you can't tell me that all this stuff, but that's how the scientists, that's what they do all the time, you know, and trying to throw the people on a loop and coming up with this stuff where they're not even smoking this stuff. They don't even smoke it. They're doing all these scientific tests. So I said, okay, if this stuff all do the same, let me go get you some Gorilla Glue and put it in a big old fat joint and see if you come down anytime soon. if you smoking that Gorilla Glue, you're going to be high, boy. You're going to be out your mind. But if they think it's all the same, I'm going to say, all right, so you're telling me that some nice little happy strawberry is the same as Gorilla Glue. And I'm telling you right now, Valerie, do not listen to them dudes, because Gorilla Glue will put you over the moon, where strawberry is nice and giggly and cool and calm, where you're like, wow, this ain't bad at all, because it's two different strands on the other side of the THC level. When one is real small THC level and the one is extra high, and you better know that stuff before you start jumping out there thinking you're experimenting with some weed, because some of that stuff will hurt you real bad. And so everybody's going to know that. Because people like us are going to inform them.
Look, and I want to talk about that too, man. It's certain strands you can't confuse with nothing else. Gorilla Glue is one of them strands. Gorilla Glue has a smell, has its own smell, just like Sour Diesel. If you smell Sour Diesel don't smell like nothing else. Sour Diesel is Sour Diesel. Gorilla Glue is Gorilla Glue. And you just got to do your research on it because, like Omar said, it comes from different hybrids. You got some, they might put a cookie and an OG together, and then it makes a whole other name.
Right.
So know what you smoking, know what you like. Get to know because I ain't gonna lie, getting to know what you like, what type of how your body responds to is actually fun. If you know what you're doing and how to do it, because it's legal. You ain't got to sneak to do it now. It's legal.
Yeah.
Man, get around, try different strands, get with your peeps. Y'all just have a taste test night or something. Like Omar said, man, do it.
Sessions. They call them sessions. They call them sessions. That's what we're going to call them. I can give you that name.
Right.
We call them the sessions. That's what they call them. Go ahead.
Yeah. So you know, y'all just do that. Do your research. Know what you're partaking in because it's beautiful. It's beautiful. When you know what you're doing, it's beautiful, and you can enjoy it like a grown person is supposed to enjoy it. So that's all I want to say, man. And I enjoy you.
But yeah, so
Valerie,
I
appreciate you stopping through,
man. You didn't found it, Valerie. All them names, that's what got me excited because all those, they're just not names. Now, some, of course, look, I'm going to tell everybody, sometimes you're going to get two different strands that are similar. But that's just like buying cookies that are similar. But you to tell me that all of them are the same is ridiculous. And they don't ever go think of it like that. But you're going to have some of them that do the similar things. Oh, this reminds me of so-and-so. You can do that with anything, particularly when you have a whole lot of flavors. Flavors of ice cream. You're going to get some first flavors of ice cream that mix
a couple of flavors together, then you might separate them. Say, oh, this tastes like such and such. This remind me of such and such. But it ain't the same. Okay, so I want to make people very clear that it's not the same. It's not going to make you feel the same way. And don't think you can smoke anything and it's going to have the same effect. Because if you start smoking that stuff that Snoop Dogg is smoking, I'm telling you now, you won't have the experience of Snoop Dogg. You do not want to hang out him with the stuff he's smoking. Because that ain't going to end too well, you know. And people have said that. Right? You can't smoke that stuff Snoop smoking. But he's been doing it for years where he has a higher tolerance. And that's what they talk about.
I want
the
to.
Tolerance level.
I want to.
Right.
I want to smoke with Snoop. I want to smoke with Snoop. I'm going to tell you that. Snoop, if you listening, Snoop, please invite me to come smoke with you, brother. I would love to partake and break bread with your family.
He has his own strands. One strand I want to use from him, he got some stuff called Tangerine Man that they was all, you know, and again, that's supposed to be a lower THC level. It's supposed to be a feel-good one. So that's one of the ones that made him feel good that's not all extra heavy with you going crazy and paranoid. So that's one of the ones that I picked out. Snoop has about 10 of them. You know what I mean? So the Tangerine Man is one that I want to try from Snoop Dogg. Right on.
Yeah.
I was looking at it, and I actually learned something else. I didn't know that there were different strain types, and I just kind of read off my favorite names. But there are actually three strand types listed on here. Indica, the other one was hybrid,
sativa.
And sativa. Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah,
and those
merged them all together, so... Yeah.
Yeah, and those are three, me and Omar Nana, and that's what we was talking about earlier in the show, the sativa, the indica, and the hybrid. The hybrid is the mixture of indica and sativa, and it's different percentages. Just because it's mixed indica and sativa, you still have to look at the ratio of indica to sativa or sativa to indica. It's never 50-50.
Right.
So please take heed to that. If you're smoking a hybrid, look at what is more. What has the more in it? Whether it's more indica based or more sativa based. That's that. Indicas automatically are your downers. They're gonna hit you hard. They're gonna sit you on your ass. Like Omar said, they're gonna put you to sleep. For real. Indicas will put you to sleep. Now, the sativas, those are your uppers. That's gonna like he said, a more calm cerebral high. But just know what type of sativa, because the sativa hits your ass too. So just know what you're smoking. Get to learn it, because like I say, it's interesting. Just like Valerie. You see Valerie learning right now as we're
Googling. You know what I'm saying? Valerie's Googling. So, you know, just get to know what you want to smoke, what you like smoking.
That's
exactly what this show is dedicated to, because as I explained, you know, I'm not a smoker. I get high off of information, education, hanging around people who are passionate. But, yeah, like while you guys were talking, that's how I ended up on the site based on what you said. And then when I ventured on the site and I, you know, continued to peruse it, I was like, wow, they break everything down. For example, like the 9-pound hammer that I mentioned, the strain type is indica. The parent strain is Gooberry, Hell's OG, Jack the Ripper. But they also give you a backstory, and then they tell you why they love it. And then they tell you where you can get it, where you can find 9-pound hammer near you. So listen to this. The backstory is 9-pound hammer is an 80% indica strain whose dense buds are coated in resin, offering sweet, grape, and lime flavors. True to its indica heritage, effects are heavy and long-lasting. And then they tell you why they love it. They love it because it's a chunky indica dominant strain that really stands out when you it growing next to other strains. Its flavors intermix and create a sweet funk that leads to deep relaxation. So if you were in question, all you have to do when you go to that site is click on your favorite flavor And then it gives you all the specifics. It tells you how you're going to feel. You're going to relax. You're going to get deep relaxed on this one. It tells you the effects of heavy and long-lasting. So you definitely, like we mentioned, like Omar and Fila mentioned, you want to stay educated because you don't just want to jump out there. And I just like being educated so I can educate other people regarding said topic because I just find it fascinating to watch. I'm just a spectator, but I find it very, very fascinating to watch. So, yeah, wow, very interesting. Thank you, Omar, for joining
us here
in the pothole. We appreciate you so much, and we hope that you continue to keep us on your favorite people's list, definitely that. I hope you have a great rest of the day, and I think that that is it, unless Philo has any final words for us.
Smoke responsibly.
If I had final words for him, Valerie, hit the sound bite for me. These are my final words. Hit that sound bite for me.
Oh, wait. So you set me up. I wasn't ready because I actually added it in your intro. So, dang. God dang it, you set me up.
That's okay. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. Valerie, I got final words. Hit that sound bite for me.
Well, wait, you got to wait until I find it on the board.
Okay. Here we go.
I got you. All right, intro it again. I'll edit that part out.
All right, so here we go. Valerie, my final words, hit that sound bite for me.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, we got it.
And that's my final words. Smoke every day.
Yes.
Every day.
Thank you to everybody who tuned in. Thank you, Omar Tyree. Yes, guys. We're going to be here in the pothole. Amen. In the pothole every Wednesday, Hemp Day. Remember, you can't call it Hump Day anymore. It's now Hemp Day. So we're going to be here every Wednesday starting at 4 p.m. We're going to hang out for about an hour, educate you, inspire you. We're going to let it do what it do. Yes. We hope you have a great time, and you will tell a friend who will tell a friend. 929-477-1167. I am Valerie Denise Jones, and I want to bid you adieu. Have a great rest of the day. Yes. We are out.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to get me riding dirty,
Please do not forget to subscribe to this channel and visit us on social media. Also, please visit our website at hempdaylive.com for information regarding merchandise, sponsorships, updates, and future events. Hemp Day is every Wednesday.